Hey everyone. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily glow up, where we sprinkle a little magic into your day with words of wisdom and a whole lot of positivity. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today, we're diving deep into something super important. The power of self-compassion and forgiveness. You know that feeling when you mess up, or maybe even just have one of those days where everything feels like it's going wrong. We've all been there. That little voice in our head starts whispering doubts and criticisms, making us feel even worse about things. But what if I told you there was a way to turn that inner critic into a cheerleader, someone who offers support and understanding instead of harsh judgment? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, right? You'd likely offer words of encouragement, remind them they are capable, and help them learn from the experience. Why not extend that same level of compassion to yourself? It's crucial because in this crazy world, we often put immense pressure on ourselves to be perfect. But guess what? Perfection is a myth. We're all human, with flaws and imperfections. That's what makes us unique and beautiful. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. You're not alone in facing challenges. Everyone has moments of doubt, fear, or setbacks. Don't try to hide them or pretend they don't exist. Accept them as part of the human experience. 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when speaking to yourself. Are they kind and encouraging? Or are they harsh and critical? Make a conscious effort to replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Think, I am learning from this, instead of I messed up. Remember, your inner voice has immense power. Choose to make it the source of strength and support. 3. Treat yourself with care. Just like you would take care of a loved one who's feeling down, prioritize self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a good book. 4. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on you. It's about freeing yourself from emotional baggage so you can move forward with lightness and grace. 5. Remember your strengths. You are capable, resilient, and worthy of love and happiness. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and acknowledge your unique talents and abilities. Don't let fear or self-doubt hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Ever had a moment where you felt like you really blew it, and that inner critic started playing its usual soundtrack? I remember one time when I was prepping for a big presentation, butterflies were doing the tango in my stomach, but hey, that's just part of the process. But then I completely blanked mid-speech. My brain decided to take an impromptu vacation, leaving me standing there like a deer in headlights. Talk about mortifying. But instead of letting that one moment define me, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my stumble, and kept going. I learned from the experience. Next time, I'll double-check my notes and practice even more. The point is, we all make mistakes. It's how we handle them that matters. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your imperfections and treating yourself with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and happiness, regardless of your flaws or setbacks. So go out there and shine your light, knowing that even when things don't go as planned, you've got this. And always remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion and forgiveness in the comments below. What are some ways you practice self-care? Let's create a supportive community where we can uplift each other and spread positivity. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of kindness and encouragement. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.